West will never give up. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's what President Biden is saying about Paul Whelan, the U.S. Marine that was not part of today's prisoner swap with Russia that freed WNBA star Brittany Griner.
The fact remains that she's lost months of her life, experienced the needless trauma, and she deserves space, privacy, and time with her loved ones to recover and heal from her time being wrongfully detained.
In exchange, the U.S. released notorious arms dealer Victor Boot. He's now in Moscow. Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces have installed multiple rocket launchers at a shutdown nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Ukraine's nuclear company says the systems are located at new protective structures that Russians secretly built. The person who now is accused of shooting up a gay nightclub in Colorado, killing five people, was accused of threatening his family last year, though that case stalled.
After Anderson Aldrich was accused of shooting up Club Q last month, records showed law enforcement had contact with Aldrich just last year. They'd threatened to kill their family. Some asked, why was Aldrich then able to obtain weapons to commit the mass shooting after that arrest? District Attorney Michael Allen says Aldrich's weapons were seized at the time and they were prosecuting the case, but
the court then dismissed properly that case because the witnesses were not cooperating with the prosecution.
Those witnesses were Aldrich's family members. Law enforcement sources have told media outlets Aldrich appears to have purchased the weapons he used, passing background checks after that case was dropped. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The United Nations humanitarian chief in the Caribbean says close to 60% of Haiti's capital is dominated by gangs whose violence and sexual attacks have caused thousands to flee their homes, and that's left nearly 20,000 people in the capital facing catastrophic famine-like conditions as a cholera outbreak spreads. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A transatlantic legal drama over the death of an English teenager, which featured diplomatic appeals to the White House, has come to an end at a sentencing hearing in London.
Anne Sekulis won't face jail time and she won't have to do community service.
For the offence of causing the death of Harry Dunn by your careless driving, the sentence is 8 months imprisonment, suspended for 12 months.
The wife of a CIA employee when she committed the crime, Sekulis claimed diplomatic immunity but eventually pleaded guilty. The sentencing took place by video link. It means the 43-year-old mother of three won't go to prison unless she comes back to the UK and commits another crime in the next year. 19-year-old Harry Dunn's mother made an emotional statement to the court, saying her son's death haunts her every minute of every day. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A report from the World Health Organization says the pandemic interrupted efforts to control malaria, resulting in 63,000 additional deaths and 13 million more infections. About 95% of the world's 247 million malaria infections and 619,000 deaths last year were in Africa. Apple's reportedly ditching a controversial plan to scan users' photos stored in iCloud for child sexual abuse material.
The plans announced in August of 2021 were meant to flag illicit content while preserving privacy, but it drew criticism from digital rights groups who argued the surveillance capabilities were ripe for abuse and were put on pause a month later. Now, Apple says it has no plans to move forward with the tool, saying instead it's developing new features to interrupt child exploitation before it happens, like allowing parents to limit their child's contacts, restrict content and screen time, and offer an app store curated for kids and updates to cover nudity in videos and make it easier to report incidents to law enforcement.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.